Do you read the Bible like a newspaper? A collection of different, interesting stories that are not really connected by much of anything? Can I tell you something about that? Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. One of the greatest joys of growing in Scripture is discovering that the Bible has one central storyline. Genesis is not disconnected from Romans. David is not detached from Jesus. Moses is not merely an interesting historical figure. They are all part of God's unfolding plan to reveal His Son. Paul tells us in the book of Romans that Adam was a type of the one who was to come. And that word type means that Adam was intentionally designed by God to foreshadow Christ. Their similarities are not accidental observations made by creative theologians centuries later. They are divine fingerprints woven throughout redemptive history. Adam stood as the representative of humanity, and his one decision affected everyone that was united to him. And then Jesus comes as the greater Adam, representing a new humanity, and his one act of obedience secures life for everyone united to him by faith. And this should transform the way we read our Bibles. We're not merely collecting moral lessons or inspirational stories. We are watching the Father steadily unveil His redemption plan from Genesis to Revelation. Every sacrifice, every covenant, every prophet, every king points beyond itself to the one who would finally accomplish what no one else could. When you read Scripture this week, ask yourself one simple question. How does this passage prepare me to love Christ more? You may be surprised at how often the answer appears. You see, the Bible is ultimately not about finding yourself. It's about finding the Savior whom the Father has been revealing from the very beginning. So when you read God's Word, are you merely looking for principles or are you looking for Christ? Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, open my eyes to see your Son more clearly every time I open your Word. Here's two peoples that you can pray for. Sarah and Morteza A., our missionaries in Germany, and also the Mixteco Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Mexico.